Hey, I see you.
Oh, I gotta go lower.
Stand up. Hi! Hi, everyone! I'm Maggie.
And this is Nathan.
Nathan, say hi. Say hi. Say hello.
So today's video is going to be a life update / childcare options and choices in the US. So we're gonna let Nathan play for a little bit, but we are doing this video because at this point he is almost 2 now and we have been through pretty much every single type of childcare options available and we have some experiences, good ones and bad ones, we want to share with you. Before we start, I'd like to give a shout out to Remitly. Thank you, Remitly, for sponsoring today's video. Now, let's get into it. I thought we'd start by giving you a little breakdown of what we did at what point of Nathan's life. So for the first 6 months, we took care of him ourselves. And then from 6 months to 14 months, he actually had 2 different American nannies. I'm not gonna show you their pictures, but the first one was wonderful, but then she had a full-time job offer that she has to take. And then the second one, we had a fun time together. She was cool, but she kind of left us without a notice. And I remember at that time, I was just super stressed without any sort of plan. So because we were so stressed and we didn't have another nanny lined up, we decided to send him to daycare. So he was in daycare from 15 months to 18 months. And then we had another part-time nanny after that. And now we are back to me taking care of Nathan full time while working on my channel. So I thought now let's talk about the cost of each type of childcare. A lot of people ask us, how did you find your American nannies? So we found all of our American nannies on care.com. The cost will largely depend on your area, but I think mostly you can expect $15 to $25 an hour. Now, our daycare was $1,600 a month, but it was because at that time, Nathan was only 15 months. So once your child gets older, it'll cost less gradually. It depends on your child's age. And I know a lot of daycares also offer different attendants. So for our daycare, they only offered full-time program, but if you only wanna go 3 days a week, the cost is going to be different than if you want to go full-time. Now let's move on to our last nanny who is Chinese. Personally, I think I would prefer Chinese nanny just because the food they cook is better and also they speak the language. It's a little bit easier to communicate, but if you want to find your nanny through an agency, you should probably expect over $25 an hour. But if you can find someone through family relations or just referrals, it's probably gonna be cheaper. But again, pricing is going to be vastly different. Depends on where you live. Speaking of the cost of daycare, this part of the video is sponsored by Remitly. 所以说到育儿的费用啊，大家可以看到，其实是非常昂贵的。无论你选择哪种方法，其实都花费不菲。之前的那一句老话呀，真的是真的。只有你自己做了父母，才知道做父母有多难。 所以在我们照顾小的的同时，也千万不要忘了老的，也不要忘记对自己的父母表达感激之情。但是由于最近这么严格的旅行规定，我们当中有很多人都不能像以前一样那么自由轻松的回国探亲访友。所以如果你想要通过寄一些额外的钱给我们国内的朋友和家人来表达感激和爱意呢，一定要考虑 Remitly。 Remitly 是一种快速、安全、便捷的国际汇款方式。使用 Remitly， 您的亲人或朋友不仅可以通过他们的银行账户收到汇款，还可以通过微信或者是支付宝的方式。而且 Remitly 还让汇钱和收钱变得非常简单。作为汇款方呢，您无需到银行，只要在 Remitly 的应用程序上面注册以后就可以开始汇款啦。作为接收方呢，也是非常简单，只需要按照微信或者是支付宝的指示，简单几步。 轻松搞定。如果您有兴趣，可以在描述栏或者是卡片找到 Remitly 的网站或者是他们应用程序的下载链接。感兴趣的话，赶快去看一下吧。All right, now let's talk about the hard part, the incident that happened at daycare that made us decide to pull Nathan out. So Nathan, like most babies, started crying at drop-offs each morning in the beginning, and he started doing better 3 weeks in. Then one day, I got a phone call from the teacher. She said, another kid just bit Nathan. I'm just letting you know that you have to sign a form. I was more on the calmer side because I think that, oh, okay, you know, this could happen. They're kids, right? But my husband was really angry that his son got bit. So I calmed him down and we picked him up. And that was the first time it happened. I remember telling the teacher, you know, next time if you see these two together, pay extra attention, try to separate them or break them apart if you see any aggression might occur. And of course they say, yeah, we'll definitely keep an eye out on that. But you know, we can't disclose which kid it was that bit him, which I understand. But I did talk to the teacher about talking to the other kid's parent as well. But to my surprise, the next week, not even too long after, we got another phone call and said he got bit again. And they won't tell me if it's the same kid or anything, just the fact that he got bit, there was no bruises, and he was fine. He didn't even cry. So I just thought that the attitude or, you know, the approach they took to deal with this thing was a little bit weird because, you know, I understand that this is a daycare setting and the teachers have to take care of a lot of kids, but I mean, if there's a previous incident and they're on the playground together and they're obviously going to have maybe some sort of, not, I don't want to say altercation, but they're going to have interactions with each other that make the other kid wants to bite Nathan again, maybe they should be on the lookout for that. But we were just at this point kind of unhappy with the daycare already, but we decided to keep sending him there. And the next day, it happened again. So that was just pretty much our, I don't want to say the last straw that broke the camel's back, but it was kind of really upsetting at that point. Because we did notice after this little kiddo started biting Nathan, he started resenting going to daycare. I can't see that he enjoyed it anymore. Every day was kind of just like, he's not happy, I can tell. And apart from that, this daycare that we chose was particularly strict with little babies. For example, that they would not let any kid eat any sort of food from the outside. So you are not allowed to pack your kid any snack or food. They're only allowed to eat whatever the daycare provide when they're there. I mean, again, I understand there's a lot of liabilities involved, but I think he's only 15 months old, and that's just too strict to ask from a baby. The biggest reason overall is that we see a lack of trying. None of us see the teachers even try to help him adjust to this daycare, to help him you know, get used to breakfast there, get used to the routines, hug him, build relationships. And also with the biting incident, we didn't see any effort being made of separating the two kids. So at that point, I just knew that this daycare was not a good fit for us. Thankfully, everything worked out. Right now, we're adapting to this new schedule of me taking care of Nathan full-time and also working on my channel. It's definitely challenging, but you know, I am trying to make it work. And I think it's the best thing for him to have me full-time. I wanted to make this video because I think if you're going through the same things, there are some experiences that we've had, good ones and bad ones. Maybe you can use it as a reference. And also there are, you know, informations of what we went through and what you probably shouldn't do. I hope it's helpful to you guys, and also definitely consider Remitly if you need to transfer money internationally. Thank you guys so much for watching. I'll see you in my next video. Bye!